that point of view repels you. We have some petty spat. Too bad, boo. But I'd be down with that.
All right, we're listening to music from Flirting with Disaster. It's a new album from our guest, Lorraine Feather. This is a beautiful album, Lorraine, first of all. It's great to talk to you again, but I have two thoughts on the album. I'll get to the second one later. First of all, I hear this as a love album or even an I'm in love album.
It is a romantic album. I thought that I would like to do an album of all romantic love songs, and then I did a quick check to see if, in fact, my other albums have all had songs that didn't have to do with romantic love, and they all did, because my choice of topics is a little unusual sometimes. So in this case, I wanted to create with my co-writers songs that were about falling in love, being in love, and emphasize the risk. That's why I called it Flirting with Disaster, because it can all go terribly wrong, and there's a lot of risk involved with giving your heart to another person.
Honey, give me some money. Turn that radio off. Yeah, you told me that already. If I could spend this life with you and wonder where it went, I'd call the meeting of us two a heavenly event. Send my spirit dancing or pin me to the mat. Either way, I'd be down with that.
Well, there's some really raw songs on here. I'm getting the impression that you're newly in love, or you're re-falling in love, or...
I'm going to take the fifth. Is that...
Well, that's what I was going to ask. You're going to be particularly vague about this, so we'll just leave it at that then. Maybe it's a composite. How's that?
It's a composite. Thank you.
Okay.
It's a composite of things I am experiencing, things I have experienced, other people's lives, books I've read. Some of it is just imagination. And in some cases, this goes for songs I've written over the years, there might be a half dozen different aspects in the song that all seem to go together, or they wind up being together, that are a combination of fiction and nonfiction, poetry, stories I heard when I was a child, and just on and on.
We woke before dawn, you and I stood beneath the sweet sky.
Well, I've always loved the way you turn a lyric. I've always loved the way your albums are arranged. And I want to start with the title track, Flirting with Disaster. It opens the album, and I hear it as you're sort of in a fog for the first few seconds of the album, and then things sort of clear up, and then there's Lorraine Feather saying, I am in love unapologetically.
That's really very astute. I think it is like that, and I didn't think of it that way until you said so, but you're right. The person is sort of frozen. And this was written with Eddie Arkin, my very close friend and close co-writer for a quarter of a century now. That's what the album is really about, the idea of deciding to jump in and be in love.
I turned to stone upon my lawn, mid-September planting, some memory rekindled by the neighbor's children's chanting. The sun descends on Maple Street, purple as the aster. The autumn air is near as sweet as flirting with disaster.
The song that follows Flirting with Disaster on the album is called Feels Like Snow, and talking about arrangements, I love how it feels like it sounds like it's snowing outside. It's almost like a Charlie Brown production in a way, as you continue this, like, I'm in love kind of thing.
Yeah, I started with a title on this one. Writing lyrics is interesting, and I usually do lyrics first with my co-writers. I sometimes start in the middle of a song. I might have an idea that appeals to me, makes me laugh, or moves me, that appears in the middle of a verse or a chorus. But in this case, the idea just popped into my head to write a song called Feels Like Snow. I love snow. There's something magical about a first snow. And I thought it might be a nice metaphor for love, the way it changes everything so quietly sometimes.
The lights of town shine softly from where I stand upon this hill.
I wrote this with Russell Ferrante. Another song I wrote with Russell on the album called Disastrous Consequences, it went through a lot of different versions. I wanted to make the middle of it simpler at one point, and then I kind of backtracked. Finally, it ended up the way it did, and I was very happy with the backgrounds. I don't usually use synth, but he played me something he had done with Bobby McFerrin that had a lot of background vocals and synth just tucked under them, and it was so beautiful. I thought it would be appropriate for this song.
All my confusion, any trace of shame, deep dark regret when it was me who was to blame.
So you mentioned Disastrous Consequences, another song on the album. Before I ask you the question, let me play just a little bit of the song here.
Back when Revolver was number one, you blasted my world, you sent it spinning, and Uncle Charlie right to the moon.
I'm intentionally playing the part what I take as some references to the 1960s. Revolver, I'm assuming that's the Beatles album, Uncle Charlie, Right to the Moon. And I've always loved the way you turn a lyric. I've said that. You look at the world just a little bit differently than most people. And I don't mean weird. I mean, you just kind of come at it as a different angle. You shine a different light on the same thing we're all looking at. But you also drop references like this into your lyrics quite a bit. You put us in a place, the 1960s in this case.
Yeah, that Revolver reference is one of those magical things that happens when you're writing a lyric. I don't remember deciding to put in a 1960s reference. I don't know where it came from. It just popped into my head. It was the way, I suppose, a novelist says that his or her characters take on a life of their own in the midst of writing a story. That just came to me, and I didn't start the song thinking, all right, this is about something that happened, and it was this many decades ago, and I'm going to place it here. It just sort of sprang out.
Wish I could unsay everything I said. I'm embarrassed now. To the bone, love chewed me up and spat me out on the corner of some frozen back road. You called it first danger ahead. I was grief-struck deep in the night.
Well, I mentioned earlier that there were two things that struck me about this album. Number one, it's an I'm in love album. But the other thing that struck me listening from beginning to end is this whole album and the way it's constructed and the way you've written the lyrics especially has the feel of a musical.
People ask me that quite often, and I don't write the songs for an album, co-write them with that in mind, but I would like to do a long-form piece. If I had unlimited money, I'd do an animated feature film.
You are a trained actress, and you have some history with Broadway, off-Broadway. I mean, what about, instead of animation, have you be the person?
Yeah, I've thought about doing that as well. Being on stage, having a little multimedia. I went to see Laurie Anderson many years ago. When I first started incorporating talking into my songs, a few people said I reminded them a bit of Laurie Anderson, who's very quirky, and that's an adjective people have used to describe me more than a few times, is quirky. But I went to see her with a friend of mine at the Wiltern Theater in Los Angeles, and I enjoyed her show so much. It was like being in her head, and there was multimedia, but it wasn't overwhelming at all. It just gave you a full experience of her creations.
Gobbling inspiration like a shark on steroids. Don't want to shop for ski boots with you. Move to Rye, raise malamutes with you. Don't want to my taxes with you.
Lorraine Feather, the album is Flirting with Disaster. It's great to catch up with you, Lorraine, and congratulations on this album. Another wonderful release.
Thank you so much, John. It's always nice to talk to you, and I hope everything's going well.
Gets me moaning like a Memphis blues. Come on, baby.